Steve, we know all about Mario Brothers, you know, the history, but everyone knows the guy, you know, with the shorter guy, the pudgier guy, the mustache of Mario. No one's talking about the other brother. Talk to me about how what you're doing is going to change that.
Well, we decided, me and my friend Mark Capone, who's my partner in this entire venture, like, first the whole thing that started came about was that we all always wanted to do an art show. And since Mark is the big fanboy for Mario, I said, like, oh, let's do one about Mario. But then I asked, like, you know what, everybody does Mario. Like, you see Mario everywhere. You go to Best Buy, and there's, like, Mario on the Mario Kart. You see Mario figures everywhere. He's the poster boy for Nintendo. So, you know, wait, forget Mario. Let's do one on Luigi. It's like, yeah, Luigi. I mean, he gets no respect. That's what we say.
I know. I mean, Mario's got a cart, and all Luigi's got is a haunted mansion. What's up with that?
I know, and he's got a haunted mansion. Mario, he's got a girl in Peach. I mean, come on, what's going on here?
I know. Let's bring some equality to the fold. So, talk to me about, I guess, what people can expect to see when they go to what you're calling the Other Brother Art Show.
Yeah. Well, this is our first one with me and Mark. So, I'll be honest, I'm not expecting like a big crowd or anything, but I will say that when you do come on October 22nd, you will see some different variations of Luigi. Like, for instance, the take I'm going with Luigi is making him more of like a hero character, or incorporating him in like hero settings. Like, for instance, I'm doing one piece where Mario is beaten and battered, and you have Luigi coming in like all hulked up and going against Bowser. And then I'm also drawing a Luigi and Daredevil from Marvel Comics type of deal. So it's just to showcase Luigi, other from, like, we want to say from his Wikipedia page about, like, oh, he's a shy, scared character opposed to Mario, and making him more the hero.
Yeah, you want to empower Luigi.
Exactly,
So obviously yourself and your partner, Mark, I mean, you guys do a lot of art, I would imagine. I mean, mm-hmm. is it just your work that we're going to be seeing here? Have you recruited some assistants? Are other people going to be showcasing their stuff?
Yeah, I've got some friends. I went to George Brown to graphic design. They're also Mark. He does some CGI work. He's got some people he knows, got some people, friends I know, and got two or three artists. So in total, let's say, including Mark and myself, I'd say there's maybe like 10 artists, but we're all contributing a bunch of pieces. Again,
wow.
It's as I said, it's not a big thing. I mean, it's our first one, so you don't want to start at something gargantuan or anything like that. Start at something small, and, you know, like I said, it's the first one, so start it small and let it go from there.
We're talking with Steve Kassan, talking about the Other Brother Art Show, which, as you heard, is going on October 22nd. And, I mean, it sounds like a pretty big deal. You got 10 people contributing works all centered around the idea of Luigi, the other brother, who doesn't get nearly as much love. What do you want people who do come and see the show, what do you want them to say, to feel, to think about what you've shown them?
Well, the theme of the art show comes from the title, right? The Other Brother. And when you come in, as I said, Mario is the poster boy. And I even go say that the second biggest character is Link, then comes Donkey Kong, and hell, I would even say that Peach is more than Luigi.
Probably Toad as well.
Yeah, Toad, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And because Luigi, like, what is Luigi? The history of the character Luigi is that he was just another sprite from Super Mario Brothers, the first game, right?
Yeah.
Like, when Mario dies or whatever, you can choose the second player. It's just, okay, just switch the colors or whatever, something like that, from what I remember reading about it. And just went up from there, but it's still the other brother, Luigi. So the feeling I would say is that, as I said, with me taking Luigi with a hero stance, is putting the spotlight on Luigi and making him getting up to that level of Mario, being another poster boy. Because, you know, like, going with Link, he's another poster boy for Nintendo. So let's put Luigi up there. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, Samus as well. You know, Metroid's a big iconic character. But I'm curious, from your perspective, how has your impression, how has your thought process regarding Luigi changed since you took this on?
Well, for me personally, I'm not a big Nintendo fanboy as my friend Mark. Like, back in the day, I mean, I had Nintendo, but back in the day, I always go to my buddy's place because he had Sega. And
okay.
And when EA brought out NHL hockey, it's like, whoa, I gotta get there. Yeah. I'm at his place every day at playing NHL hockey, Toe Jam and Earl, everything like that. So, and I always liked, I still like Nintendo and everything. But as I was going through with this whole thing about with the art show and with Luigi, I started to get more appreciation for Luigi and like realize that what he is a significant character to the entire history of Nintendo. So that's my impression on it. So I become more, you know, as I said, more of an appreciation towards the character.
And how about Mark? I mean, Mark, you said he's the Nintendo fanboy. And,
yeah.
And obviously, you know, he had the idea, or you guys had the idea that you initially wanted to do Mario. Has his level of appreciation swayed at all in the other brother's favor?
I mean, I believe so, too. Like, we both had a more of an appreciation to it. And, yeah. Like with Mark, he's such a big fanboy. I even mentioned Sega to him. He's like, don't talk to me, Steve. Don't talk to me at all. Like, come on, man. It had general chaos. Like, what are you talking about?
Tell us about you know, when it's going on and where it's going on, how people can find the Other Brother Art Show.
Okay. It's happening on October 22nd, a Saturday, and from, say, around from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's happening at the UCBA, the United Center for Business and Arts. It's a subsidiary for Marketplace Ministries in Scarborough. The Marketplace Ministries, it's a team-based organization that helps out new to Canada, to Toronto, just helping with administration skills and computer skills and trying to find jobs and everything. And it's also like a Christian-organized program. So luckily, my dad, he's involved with Marketplace Ministry. He's got the venue. The venue is in 1776 Midland Avenue in Scarborough. It's close to the highway. So, and also they do art projects as well. So talking to them, they give us the venue for the day, and it's being held there from that time period. Also, it's a family-oriented thing too, so anybody can come. We're setting up a Wii and having a Smash Brothers tournament and stuff like that.
I hope there are going to be lots of Luigi-oriented games as well. One day only, October 22nd, the Other Brother Art Show. Thanks for doing this, Steve, and best of luck.
No, thank you, Zach.